With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have Mayor Blumker on the line. How's it going, Mayor?
Hi, Vanessa.
Awesome. So, basically, the reason why I wanted to talk to you today is there was a story that has come across of an issue with a family whose pets are now facing eviction. Apparently, there was an issue where someone placed a complaint to the city, and come to find out that this family has these two pot-bellied pigs, but they are actually violating a city ordinance. So let me get your take on this.
Okay, well, this wasn't something that the city went looking for. This was a complaint was filed here at City Hall. Had to do with odors emanating from the residents there. So, I guess the core issue here, of course, with anyone who maintains animals on a property, whether it be domesticated animals or if you're maintaining livestock, or let's say you have a hog operation, manure management's a big deal. It's probably the most onerous burden that probably comes along with maintaining animals. So that was kind of the driver in this situation, and so that's what caused us to look into it. And of course, when we did look into it, we found out that these particular residents of Effingham had pot-bellied pigs, and of course that is against the law in the city of Effingham. This goes back, I think, to 2007. So a couple of administrations ago, they determined that they were going to draw the line at pot-bellied pigs. When you're talking about maintaining domesticated animals in high-density residential areas like a city, you really need to check with the local ordinances, because there are really only two cities in the state of Illinois, as I understand it, that allow pot-bellied pigs. So this is not an uncommon position to take by a municipality. So I also want to state that, like many people here at City Hall, and like I believe several commissioners on the city council, I'm an animal lover. I have a dog and two cats. I feed squirrels and birds in my backyard. At one time, I even looked into having a pot-bellied pig. I had a desire to have it. I thought it would be neat, but was told by friends — I didn't check with the local unit of government, but friends said, no, you can't do that in the city of Effingham, so I abandoned that idea. So, again, the big take-home here is anytime you're looking at trying to acquire or maintain domesticated animals beyond the norm, which I would say would be dogs and cats, you really need to check with your local unit of government to make sure you know what the laws are.
Okay. Something that I found really interesting was in my interview earlier today, whenever I spoke to this woman's sister, Julie Miller, she told me that the city administrator, Jim Art, was actually there. And then also, whenever they found out about this story being done with the Effingham Daily News, the reporter who worked on that story actually questioned a lot of the people in the area. And a lot of them said they didn't even know they had these pets. The smell, they didn't even smell anything. I'm pretty sure even Art pointed out that whenever he was there, that they seemed like very well taken care of pets. And I also came to find out that with pot-bellied pigs, whenever it comes to how they use restroom and everything, they're basically like cats. They use, they go in like a litter box. So I find that to be very interesting, especially considering the complaint. Now, something that also did come to mind as well is that earlier in the year, the city of Effingham actually came out with a survey in regards to pot-bellied and mini pigs. It was back in October, and it showed there were about, it was like a 100-vote survey, and about 60% were in favor of allowing pot-bellied pigs and mini pigs in the area. However, there wasn't ever really anything done that pursued onto that topic. Do you feel that with this particular situation, this issue might come back to light within the community?
I don't think so. I think the city council feels pretty good about the decision to maintain the current ordinance. As you just alluded to, we vetted this issue for quite some time. We didn't rush to judgment on this. The city administrator researched it and discussed it with the city staff, city council, local veterinarians. As you mentioned, we put it out on social media. I think we put it out on mainstream media, print media, and so forth, asking for feedback. And really, the preponderance of feedback we got back that we received indicated that most people felt like that the ordinance was appropriate. The comment that I got on the street more often than not was that if somebody wants to have an animal of that size and nature, that they should really live out in the country. And so, you know, it kind of goes back to the 30,000.